This is the Media in Ministry column, entitled Worship Around the Table. It's an interview with author Kendall Vanderslice. It's conducted by Kara Strickland, who writes about food and drink and singleness, faith, and mental health from her home in the Northwest. Kendall Vanderslice has a background in professional baking, food studies, and theology. In her new book, We Will Feast, Rethinking Dinner, Worship, and the Community of God, she weaves all of these three threads together. The book is an exploration of dinner churches, but also asks questions about food and how our faith relates to what and how we eat. Whatever your congregation's relationship with food, We Will Feast will encourage you to think more deeply about it. Living Lutheran spoke with her about the communities she visited for her book. Can you tell us more about We Will Feast? Vanderslice says, the book is a survey of dinner churches in the U.S. The dinner church movement, as some would call it, began around 2008 when Emily Scott started St. Lydia's in Brooklyn, New York. From there, several churches began worshiping around the table as well. When I first started exploring dinner churches, I was connected with three or four pastors across the country who had all begun worshiping around the table on their own. They described it as a prompting of the Spirit to begin worshiping in this manner. And over time, they began to realize that they're not alone, that there were several other churches doing the same thing. And then those churches became kind of mentor churches to others interested in starting something similar, and this independent collection of people grew from there. I traveled the country visiting churches that worshiped around the table to write their story, but I also came to ask the question of what happens when we eat together, and how does that change our understanding of the Eucharist, of what it means to be in community as a church, and how that impacts our understanding of worship, and how God communes with us at the table and as a church. We ask, how do you define dinner church for those unfamiliar with the term? She responds, a dinner church, as I define it, is a church that holds its primary service around the table. So they'll have their service over the course of a meal, typically directing connecting the meal that they share as a church to the sacrament of communion. We ask, how have you seen the ELCA congregations embrace dinner church or integrate food into their worship? The first dinner church that really launched and inspired many others was St. Lydia's, which is an ELCA church. When the pastor Emily Scott first had this idea of starting a church around the table, she really hadn't intended to go the ordination track. She had graduated from seminary and did not initially think she was called to the pastorate, and then she felt this prompting to start a dinner church and was looking for a denominational home that would support this work, and the ELCA is the home she found. So I think the ELCA is really a huge piece of this dinner church practice taking hold. Another church in the book is Table of Mercy, led by Pastor Alex Robb in Austin, Texas. He also started a dinner church, and his story is really powerful. It's a story of church plants or mission churches and the impact that even a church death can have. I think to some it might seem like, oh, here's an ELCA church plant that failed, but what he sees is actually a church plant that transformed many people who were a part of it in its short life and transformed many people's relationships to the church. We ask, what are your hopes for your readers? I do hope that people leave this book inspired to eat together in new ways and inspired to see meals through a new lens and to recognize what takes place around the table in a new way. I also hope it sparks hope for the church. I was constantly and consistently amazed at the healing that was taking place in these churches and among these pastors. Healing of deep divisions within the church, healing within individual churches, of people coming to worship around the table who did not feel welcomed or like they belonged in a traditional Sunday church and experience healing in Christian community, but also healing among church denominations that have split and split. Worship around the table creates this space to shift conversations and to disarm the tension so that conversations can move forward. So really, I pray that the book sparks hope that there is a way forward in a deeply divided church.